November 10, before the heavenly universe, for we are made a spectacle unto the world and to angels and to men. 1 Corinthians 4:9. God desires his children to show the world what it means to sit together in heavenly places in Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Ephesians 3:7. This kindness he expects us to bring into our dealings with one another. The Lord desires his children to esteem one another as the purchase of the blood of Christ. When they do this, they will know what it means to sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Our lips need to be sanctified with a live coal from the altar of God. Then we shall speak words that are elevating, refining, ennobling, words that are filled with the fragrance of Christ's righteousness, words that are a savor of life unto life. Christ wants his followers to be like him because he desires to be correctly represented in the family circle, in the church, and in the world. He wants us to attend to ourselves. When we do this, we shall find that we have enough to keep us busy. We are to accept Christ as our efficiency, our strength, that we may reveal his character to the world. This is the work resting upon us as Christians. We are to witness to the power of heavenly grace. But are there not many who are like a chestnut burr, hurting those with whom they come in contact? Those who represent Christ will not speak harshly. Their words will be pleasant and helpful. Speaking the truth in love, we grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4:15. God wants his sons and daughters to reveal before the synagogue of Satan, before the heavenly universe, before the world, the power of his grace, that men and angels may know that Christ has not died in vain. Let us show the world that we have power from on high. May God help his people to get out of the rut into which they have fallen and come to the place where they can walk and talk with God. Then, as they reflect the light and joy of heaven, God himself will rejoice over them with singing.